He was surrounded by stupid people who were jealous and who were... This is what it is. In that condition, he is in love. Remember, okay, the people, they started to nag and blah, 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 blah. The king sent them, okay, go and dig. And they went over there, the digging, which gave them nothing. Now, they're back, right? What will happen now? We saw the beginning of it. And Rumi goes here and there and brings the franchises. But at the end of the subject, he said, the king said, shut up, you people. You are yours. They offended you. You decide what to do with them. And that there was the first question I believe I asked you. What would you do if you were there? You punish those people, right? Are you here to correct those people? This is the duty of the king to correct all of that. The only duty you have is to correct yourself in any subject, any happening, whenever. Look around and find your problem, because that's what is missing over there. You have to know it and correct yourself. This is the thing you do, right? Here, I also started to talk about it a little bit, and Rumi said, okay, let's explain this. When these group of people, they came back, yes, the king asked Ayaz to do it, and Ayaz started to talk. It was a long paragraph, which was about what? He cannot tell the king what to do. So he started to say, excuse me. If you tell me to talk, okay. I talk because you tell me to talk. And I talk about the things that I learned from you. And if I dare to talk to you, because I know you are a good fellow, you are someone who is tolerant. So, okay, I'm talking to you. The only thing which is expected from you is the kindness, to be kind about these fellows. Whatever we do, at the end of the day, we could say, I'm sorry, and change. And this group of people, okay, they did something wrong, but they could change, right? But you were not really convinced. So Rumi doesn't let it go. The story goes that, no, the king will say, no, come on, I ask, do this, all of that. Which is today. Peter.
How the king bade Ayaz make haste, saying, give judgment and bring the matter to decision immediately, and do not keep them waiting or say, we shall meet after some days, for expectation is the red death. And how Ayaz answered the king.
Means the conversation goes on. The subject is still going on, yes.
He said, O king, the command belongs entirely to thee. When the sun is there, the star is noted. Who is Venus or Mercury or a meteor that they should come forth in the presence of the sun? If I had omitted the cloak and sheepskin, how should I have sown such seeds of blame? What was the putting a lock on the door of the chamber amidst 100 envious persons addicted to false imagination?
See, the logic he brings in, say, wait a minute. I didn't do something fantastic here. Yeah, for myself, it's good. I kept that secret and... I'm trying to remember who I am and blah, 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 all of that. But he then needed really that big lock. How does he start this conversation? Pay attention. First of all, surrendering. First of all, you are like the sun, and everybody could be like distant planets and things like that. We have nothing to say about you and what you do. But I could say something about me. My shortcoming is, if I wouldn't keep that stuff that way, this wouldn't happen. Yes?
Every one of them, having put his hand into the river water, seeks a dry sod. How then should there be a dry sod in the river? How should a fish become disobedient to the sea? They impute iniquity to poor me, before whom loyalty is ashamed. Were it not for the trouble caused by a person unfamiliar, I would have spoken a few words concerning loyalty.
Means what? Means Rumi wants to talk about it. But they would say, okay, if it was not too much, I wouldn't talk about it, but let's talk about it. Because the problem is, these fellows, they are not my friend. They are not close to me. They are not mahram, means alien, the other one. Let's talk about that one. Why this happens? Yes.
Since the world is seeking doubt and difficulty, we will let the discourse run beyond the skin. If you break yourself, you will become a kernel and will hear the tale of a goodly kernel. The voices of walnuts are in their skins. Where indeed is any voice in the kernel and the oil?
Okay, in the Rumi's time, they talk about stuff because this is what there is. The knots, the skin is the wooden part and it will make a noise and all of that stuff. He's using it to do what? Let's go back. He said, first of all, this being suspicious is public. Everybody is suspicious. The only time that you are not suspicious is when you are befriended, you are close to, and you are mahram, right? If not, what are we doing? We are talking. What is this? What is this talking? Look at it. This talking is your skin, is your cover-up. And nobody could really know what you are because by talking, you show yourself differently. The only fellow who will not show himself differently is someone who gets rid of this skin, become the essence of the humanity. Because if you become the essence, you don't need the show off, you don't have that skin, all of that. Yes?
It has a voice not suited to the ear. Its voice is hidden in the ear of ecstasy.
So the skin has a voice, but that essence, the evil one, the lovely one with the oil, that one doesn't have. No, it has. It doesn't go to this ear. You need some other stuff to understand it. Because the people who get rid of this me, capital I, the people who become selfless, yes, they have something to say, but not to everyone. Everyone doesn't understand it. Everyone doesn't get it. So you have to have the special ear for that. Yes?
Were it not for the sweetness of a kernel's voice, who would listen to the rattling voice of a walnut shell? You endure the rattling of it in order that you may silently come into touch with the kernel.
Everybody is listening to what are you talking about. To do what? To get it? No. To hear it, analyze it, and guess what you're thinking. because at the end of the day, everybody thinks about the essence, not the form. Your talking is the form. Where is the essence in it? Yes.
Be without lip and without ear for a while, and then, like the lip, be the companion of honey. How long have you been uttering poetry and prose and mysteries? O Master, try the experiment, and for one day be dumb.
Anybody listening? This is something that you could say 1,000 times, and no effect. Stop talking. You say, stop talking. Not talking with me, even talking with yourself, stop it. Then you will see that there is something else. It's not all this beep, 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 talking. For a period of time, at least, for practicing, he said, be without the lips and the ears. Because this is the antenna of communication, right? But how do you use it? Correctly? No. Your talking is show-off. Your listening is analyzing and guessing and blah, blah, blah. So you're not honest in these two. He said, listen, close these two, practice for this, to listen, to understand. Yes.
Story in confirmation of the saying, we have tried speech and talk all this time. For a while, let us try self-restraint and silence.
Means let me repeat myself, let me explain myself. The last verse that I was saying was, you have tried talking and listening and all that for so many times. For a period of time, practice otherwise. Yes.
How long have you been cooking sour and acid and the fruit of the white tamarisk? For this one time, make an experiment and cook sweets. On waking at the resurrection, there is put into the hands of a man the scroll of his sins, black, headed with black, as letters of mourning, the body and margin of the scroll completely filled with sins, the whole wickedness and sin from end to end, full of infidelity, like the land of war.
What is he talking about? The first verse was that, okay, you tried too hard that one, you tried the sour stuff, now try to cook a sweet stuff. Let me tell you, there is this fellow in the judgment day, when he stands up, the document comes in. All are negative. He has done all the bad stuff and he has it in hand. Yes.
Such a foul and noxious scroll does not come into the right hand. It comes into the left hand. Here also,
here I have to say something, because if you read it and some day you say, what is he talking about? Because he doesn't talk about left hand and the right hand. Here he will say, the right hand is Yamin. Okay? I say, the left hand will be Yasar. But here he will say, it doesn't come from Yamin, it comes from north. Which is not the opposite of the Yamin, is the other dimension, north and south. So, he said, that filthy paper could not come from the right hand. Right hand is what? Is it important, this one? Huh? Touch your heart. This is the hand for the heart. That bad letter.